So we're learning neither daf yidalad nor aleph, and we're starting from the Gemara. Gemara has a kasha. It says that if you find dam on him, if he finds dam on himself, the halacha is that it's a vadai tumah. You bring karma chatos and you'll burn truma if he touches something. It's vadai tumah. Pray the Gemara kasha. V'nechesh, why is it vadai tumah? It's really a suffix. Dilma dam achaylesu. Maybe there was a little bug on her, oisamakum, and he crushed the bug, b'shas tashmish, and that's where the dam came from. Like, how do you know for sure that's dam nida? Rav Zera, oisamakum baduku eitzam machaylis. Rav Zera says that oisamakum, there's never machaylis found in that area, so there's for sure no machaylis there, for sure no insect there, and therefore, we know for sure it's dam nida. It's too tight to fit any machaylis in there, and therefore, there's no way. Usually, it's not a machaylis because it's dachuk. My benaya, what's the nafkin minala? My 17 and two reasons. You actually found on the badika a crushed bug. So lahachlis noma badaku. Fida Mandioma says that there's never a machaylis that area. Homa alma, see, we know this came alma. It couldn't come. The machaylis came ma'alma, and the dam is from the dam nida. La'haklish doma dachaku, lefid ma'adim says that it's too tight. It means you do find sometimes the bugs in the area, just can't get in. So then, ema shamish rutzpa. Then taka makes sense that the shamish crushed it because it was so tight, and therefore crushed it. So lefid is the reason of dachuk, if you actually find the machaylis in the area, then you could assume that it was there b'shas tashmish, and that's where the dam came from. Talk to more about itma. Badka ve'eid abadigla. Eisha. There's no next sugya. Nothing to do with tashmish. Eisha makes a bedika with eid abadigla. She takes a bedika cloth. She checks it first. It's 100% clean. She makes a bedika. She didn't look at it. But tachsei b'yirecha, and she hit her thigh by mistake. Ulumacha matzalav dam. She finds dam on her thigh. And Tosis speaks out that one of the pshatim will go with that pshat to make it simple. She lost the bedik cloth, and she can't check it anymore. But now the question is, she finds dam on her thigh. So what touched her? What touched the thigh? The bedik cloth. It must be the bedik had dam on it. Omar Rav tamei nida. Allah is she is tamei nida. Omblei Rav Shim v'achia v'cheshash shamar Omar Aslan. You want them told us that not tamei nida v'adai. You want them told us that just a cheshash. But the Maisa Rav said Tmei Nida. Itvanami, Omashmuel, Tmei Nida, Vachim Vahimir Joshua, Tmei Nida. Halacha is that if someone takes the Eid Abadikla, makes a Badika, and she touches her thigh, and she finds on her thigh blood, the halacha is she's Vadai Tamei. We assume that the blood came from the Badikla. Look at the Maravaita. And the reason why we're saying Eid Habadik, because if it would not be Eid Habaduk, then it would be a suffix that maybe the dam came from somewhere else. We're saying it's Eid Habaduk, and therefore we know for sure that the Eid was clean. It must be that the Bdika came from, the dam came from her. Zog Demar Avaita, Itmar, Bodka Ba'eid Shein Habaduk Lo. Let's say she made a Bdika with an Eid that she didn't check first. Then Vanichoy Bekufso, and she put it into a box. V'lamachar Matzah love dam. And tomorrow, the next day, she opens up a box and she sees dam on it. So what's the shayla? The shayla is this dam here from before or not? Why? It's an eida in a baduk. Or the dam came from her. So the shayla is, on one hand, cheskas dam and mitsuyin. She's someone who usually has dam. Every woman has dam, so maybe it's from her. Or on the other hand, maybe we'll say it's from before. Now, it was bothering me, why do we say v'niach b'kufso? Why don't we say that she made a b'digwa in a baduk and she looked at it afterwards? Why do we say v'niach b'kufso? So I looked at the article, I don't think they have on it. So I found in the Badei HaShulchan, he says from the base May, it brings down, the pshat is like this, that when it comes out, you could tell if it's fresh dam or not fresh dam. So you look at it, it looks like fresh, you know, it came from now. If not, it's from before. But here, they put it into a box. By tomorrow already, you can't tell when it was from. And therefore, that's why the shayla is brought down this way. That's what it says over there. Okay, so now the halacha is, if you made a bdiku to a that was not checked, and you put it into a box. All the days of Rav Chiya, he always held it was tamei. When he got older, he was matar. Now, what does that mean? What does he mean by when he says this? Does he mean like this? Call yom av tamei mishum nida. all the years in Tama Mishum Nida, which is Vadai, Ulezik Nosai, Tir Mishum Nida, he held it wasn't a Vadai, but Timei Mishum Kesem, but he held it was like a Kesem with a Safik Tomo. Or Dilma, or maybe like this, Kol Yom Timei Mishum Kesem, because a Safik, Ulezik Nosai, Tir Mavloi Klom, he's retired. What does mean Rechia change in his old age? Which way did he change? That's Tar or that's Tomi Kesem? Hashima, Netanya, went to the Braisim. There's a discussion here between Rabbi and Rabbi. Netanya Bodka by Hain Baduk law. Some have diko by Hain Baduk. Near Bakov says put in that box. Lumbaka Matsu Damit. The next day they found dominant. Rabbi Omer, Tomei Bashum Nida. It's Tommy Vad of Shumnida. Rabbi Chiyama, Tomei Bashum Kesem. It's only a Suffolk Toma. Omalay Rabbi Chiyah. Rabbi Chiyah tells Rabbi, Yeah, Tamaida Shatricha Gris Vaid. Don't you agree that you have to find on this particular cloth more than a gris of dam? Because the halacha is that anything less than a gris, that could be maybe an insect. But if it's more than a gris, it can't be an insect. He says, don't you agree that you have to find more than a gris of dam on this bdik cloth? And if it's a vadai dam from her, if it's not a kesem, then the halacha is even a mashu dam is enough to make it tamei. So don't you agree you need a gris? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, okay, now I thought this is a kesem. You also made it a safik tamei kesem because he's saying you need a gris.
But it's not vadai.
What?
But it's not vadai.
What do you mean?
It's neither or it's a kesem.
Right.
So he's saying it's a kesem.
That's what Rabbi Chiyah said. Rabbi said vadai. Rabbi said vadai. So he's saying, Rabbi, you hold it. You also need a gris. So why? So you made it into a kesem. Why are you saying vadai? So the Rabbi saw that we need gris for oil to You need gris for oil to make it not a machilus. But keeping the nafak lamadam machilus. Once you know it's not an insect. Now the shaila is if it's from there, from before or not. No, vadai megufa. So we say it's vadai megufa, and the chazaka says it's tamei vadai. Ad kana discussion of Rav Chiyah and Rabbi. Now, Rav Chiyah and Rabbi, if they're discussing, if Rav Chiyah is arguing with Rabbi, he can't be a young man. He has to be an older man. So, you know, Rabbi is a tana, and Rav Chiyah is a amir. It has to be when he's a little older, when he's a little close to the age. So what do you see? That even his old age wasn't matar legamri. He held it was a kesem. My lab is a knosikoy. How about do so? Team Shamnida. Shmamina. So that's what it means tomorrow before. The Rabbi Urmchia was younger. He held it was Tomim Shamnida Vadai. When he got older, he held that it was only a kesem. What? Rabbi was a tan. Rabbi? Yeah.
Why is
Rabbi
older?
No, he's telling this. Rabbi was older than Rabbi. I'm showing you Rabbi was older than Rabbi, right? So Rabbi was a little kid. He wasn't arguing with Rabbi. He don't argue with Rebbe. Basically, his Rebbe. He's only arguing with his Rebbe only when he gets older. Rashi says the Rebbe was his Rebbe. Zokti Maravaita. Mishtabach loy le Rabbi Yishmael. Mishtabach a Rebbe le Rabbi Yishmael le Rabbi Yosi. Rebbe told Rabbi Yishmael le Rabbi Yosi. You know, there's a very chosh of a person. His name is Rebbe Chama Babisa. The Adam Gadahu. He said, you know, there's a person Rebbe Chama Babisa. A huge Talmud Chacham. So I'm like, whenever he comes to town, bring him to me. I want to speak to him learning. So when Rav Chama by Bisa came to town, they sent him to Mishra Rav Yossi. I'm like, boy, my name is Mishra Rav Yossi. Tells him, you know, I want to hear a good kasha from you. Tell me a good kasha. A good question. So boy, my name. So Rav Chama asked Rav Yishma Rav Yossi, Bodka by H.A.N. Abadik, Lav Nicha B'kuf, Salamach Ma'aslav Adam, Mahu. He asked him this question. He made a bdikot of H.A.N. Abadik, and he put it into a box, and the Macha found dominant. Now, Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel answered, should I tell you like my father, Rabbi Yosi, or I could be Rabbi, or should I tell you like Rabbi, Amalach? Amalei, so Rabbi Chama said, could be Rabbi, Emily. Tell me like Rabbi. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Zehu, Shoyim, Malav, Dalton, Godahu. That's they say on you, Dalton, Godahu. Hechman, Nichem, Divi, Rabbi, Dushem, Divi, Talmud. Rabbi Yosi is older than Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's his Rabbi. So, you want to hear what Rebbe says, not what Rav Yossi says? that's what he tied to him. Rav Chama Abisa Sava, Rebbe Reish Masifta, Rebbe was Rosh Hashiva, Meshichi Rabbanon Kamei, a lot of people used to ask him Shilas, Mechadi Shmaitza, and therefore his Shmaitza got sharpened, and therefore he held that should be psak like him. My Rebbe, my Rav Yossi. What's the Rebbe, what's Rav Yossi? We learned in a brisa, Rebbe metame, Rebbe holds tame, Rebbe Yosi metahar. And Rebbe Yosi holds that it's tahar. And the Gemara explains, and the child, the here, Rebbe Yosi means metahar legamri even. It's even more. It's a third shita now. Now it's not only not a vada nida. It's even tahar. Look at Tosfos. Rabbi that was matama vada is going in shita's rameyer. Kstir Rabbi Yosi laatzmatir is going in his own shita regarding a different machlekes. What's the machlekes? A tanya with the brayso. Isha shoyis tzarcheha. Isha is going to the bathroom. Meir aglayim. And the matzias is that meir aglayim in the meir aglayim. There's no dam from the makar. That's not dam tamei. But we're worried maybe the meraglaim could bring some dam from the makar. So what happened over here? She's going to the bathroom. Rasa dam shor dam. Rameya oimer. It depends. If she's standing, she's tamei. Because if she's standing, she has to go to the bathroom very, very badly after she's still standing. So worry then, machmas hadoichik, it could bring dam from the makar and be matame. That's what Rameya holds. And Yeshavas, if she's sitting down, then tahira. Then she's relaxed. Then it's just Tahara. So it's saying, Rebbe that said Vadei Tamei is going to Rameya, because here Rameya holds that when there's a Suffolk dam, we say she's Tamei. Why? Because Cheska's dam comes from the Makar. And Rabbi Yosi is not worried about that. So Rabbi Yosi is going his own Shita, and Rebbe is going Rameya's Shita. Only Rav Acha read the Rav Ravashi, Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, that because Tamei Rameya, Rameya said Tamei, there wasn't a Vadei. Let Tamei Elamashim Kesem, only go to Suffolk. Vilu Rebbe Mishim Nidukama, and Rebbe said Vadei. So how can you say Rebbe's going to Rameya? Rameya only meant Kesem, not Vadei. Amleya, not Hachi Karminon. Ki Itmahi, we have a version of the Memra that even Rameya, when he said Tomei, it was Vadei. Ki Itmahi Mishim Nidu Itma. It was a Vadei Toma, not a Sophic Toma. And that's how Rebbe goes to Rameya, and Rabbi Yosi goes to his own Shita. So it comes out, we have three Shitas. We have Rebbe, Rabbi Chia, and Rab Yosi.